Big Finish. That is the group known as Trapezoid here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of birthdays to celebrate. Let's begin today, January 25th, Jacob of Edgewood for Mom and Dad and Nathan. Monica of Homer City, Pennsylvania, happy birthday to you. Nick and Cheswick from your grandpa and grandma, Craig and Marcia. Amy from Rick and Steven. Doug from Carolyn. Russell of McKees Rocks from Carol. Madeline from your mom and dad. Emily and David, and Colin from Mary and Friends. Coming up on January 26th, we have Michael of Cranberry from Mom, Dad, and Andrew. Chase of Swissvale from Mom and Dad. Michael of North Carolina. Linda of Pleasant Hills from husband Anthony and daughter Taylor. Madison of Plum from Dad and Danny. And Ray of Cranberry Township from Dad John, Mom Carol, and Sister Quay.
How old are you? How old are you? Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
And on the 27th, we have Sophia of Plum. And Randy, who lives in Randyland. Happy birthday to Randy Gilson of Randyland. Laura of Squirrel Hill. From Alan and Elizabeth, Joseph of Newcastle, from Mimi and Sammy of Beaver, Christina of Squirrel Hill, from Judy, Garcia of Ingram, from Brenda and Phyllis, and Chloe Roro of Swissvale, from Bubba T. And we, on Tuesday, the 28th, wish Cora, Jane Korkowski, a very happy birthday. She's celebrating her 11th birthday on January 28th in Okinawa, Japan, with Dad Philip, Mom Lisa, and her brother Seth. Brothers James and Jude are in Pennsylvania attending Pitt and Penn State Universities, celebrating her special day as they do so. That's from John and Addie, who also asked me to note that Ricky celebrates on January 28th. Happy birthday to Ricky. Ricky gathers all the birthdays, and I see you wrote Burger, Ricky by your name. Rod of Portersville, happy birthday to you for wife Carol and Zoe, listening on our Grove City affiliate. Abdwala of Brookline, happy birthday from Marion, Muhammad, and Almathana. On the 29th, Gina from Flynn, Sadua and Anthony, Alexis of McKeesport from your mom, Megan of South Hold, New York from your sisters, Kirsten, Susanna, Penny and Pete, Turkey City, Arn. Happy birthday. Oh, no, it's Turkey City, Quinn. Take that back. Turkey City, Quinn, happy birthday to you from Turkey City, Arn. Nolan from Dad Brent. On the 30th, Delia from Mom and Papa and Judd. Annette from Cali. Cora, happy birthday to you, Cora. We just heard from your dad. From your mom and dad and brother Ralph. Can you believe Cora is 7 this coming Thursday? George of Lancaster, from wife Linda, Beth and Emlinson, from husband Bob. Ian of Wexford, from mom, dad, and sister Jordan. Casey of Springdale, from mom Mary. Jan of Castle Shannon, from husband Ken. Doris of Mercer, from husband Chuck. Arabella of Trentum, also from your family. Joseph, Kukula, who is right behind me on January 27th. Is that a milestone? No, it's close to a milestone, but not one yet. Happy birthday to him. And finally, on the 31st, we have Vicky of Sheridan from Owen, Audra, and Cece. Ariana of Cranberry Township from your family. Lily of McClellan Town. Linda from John and Barbara and Laura Ann. Carolyn of Mount Lebanon from Doug, Katie, Joanna, Sam, and Gabe. Millie of Oakland from your family and us. And Logan of Mount Lebanon from Lynn, Eric, and Evan. So many, many birthdays. Send them to us if you care to at slbradio.org/radio. If you go to slbradio.org/radio, you'll be able to find everything you need to know about how to add birthdays. Just scroll down to the bottom and you'll see a link for birthdays. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Cora's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and more, listed conveniently for you at slbradio.org/radio. That's Edna's Kin with Hot Dog. A Saturday Light Brigade charge also to Bill, who correctly came up with Mobile. In our last hour, we were looking for the word that follows Bat, Snow, and Book. Bookmobile. Batmobile. Snowmobile. That was a tough one. Bill came up with it. Jess also came up with it. And Bonnie on Observatory Hill came up with it, too. Playing along on Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SLB Radio. We are going to play Guess Who in a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
If you have been curious about our youth media programs, today is registration day. It's an open house style event taking place today between 12 and 1:30 at our youth media center. Stop in. Parents and guardians are welcome. We hope that we'll have students grades 6 through 12, especially coming by to check out what we offer in terms of workshops and meetups focused on podcasting, writing, music, journalism, and other forms of self-expression. Stop in today. Our studios are co-located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, just across from PNC Park on Pittsburgh's north side. You can also learn more at ymc.slbradio.org. ymc.slbradio.org. Now, it's time to play Guess Who? Along with you, we're about to give you a pair of initials with hopes that you will guess who those initials belong to. We have one particular person in mind with those initials. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living or no longer living. It might be somebody from the world of sports, literature, film, history, politics, music. No matter who it is, we think it will be a name you have heard before. Our Guess Who initials for today are D.W. D.W. That's D as in Dayton, and W as in Wilmerding. D.W. Those are not clues, just ways to help make sure you heard the letters correctly. Let the guessing begin at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Patrick in Stanton Heights gets us started with Dennis Weaver, Dane Witherspoon, Deborah Winger, Don Wells, Diana Wales, David Warner, D. Wallace, and David West. Great guesses. None of those is who we're looking for, though. You can guess by text at 412-200-5975 or by phone at that very same number, 412-200-5975. or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. Tom and McCandless has quite a few guesses, among them Doc Watson, Daniel Webster, and Dennis Wilson. Plus, I see the correct answer coming in from Tom. Here comes James in Freiburg with Dar Williams. Dick Whitman. What a great guess. Dick Whitman, the real identity, so we're led to believe, of Don Draper on Mad Men. Also, Don Wells, Daddy Warbucks, Don West, Doc Watson, Daniel Webster, Diane Wiest, that's not one I know, and Don Williams. So James does not have the one we're looking for in his list. Diana Evelyn Wiest is an American actress and two-time Academy Award winner. Huh, she was in The Birdcage. So I've seen her. That's a movie I like a great deal. Well, in any event, great guessing. 412-200-5975. Bob in Castle Shannon, good morning. He just called with a guess of Daniel Webster. Not Daniel Webster, but another good guess. And there are a lot of guesses continuing to come in as we play Guess Who. And I want to be sure I'm not missing any here. I just gave you James's messages moments ago. Bill in Stanton Heights just came up with the correct answer. Well done, Bill. David Williamson, guessed by Mike and Mars. Mike's going to make me look him up. A magician. He was born in 1961 and is known for sleight of hand and also an actor and writer, not David Williamson. Rick in Highland Park says, how about Doggy Woggy? not Doggy Woggy, but a good guess. Mike and Mars has Dinah Washington as a guess. Zach has a guess of Doctor Who. I kind of wish it had been Doctor Who. Larry in Elwood City just got the correct answer. So we have three correct answers so far. DW are the Guess Who initials, and it's still open for you if you'd like to try to solve it. And a whole bunch of guesses just came through. Dana Winters, guessed by Linda, half of the dynamic duo in Collier. Let's see. Is this a fictitious character? I think. In any event, it's not Dana Winters. And Caden, by way of Annie, in Eastern Pennsylvania, has David Watts. Whether horsepower or joules or watts are your aim. David Watts is available to help you with all of your energy needs. With David Watts, energy is always free because that's the way David Watts works. Ask for him by name, David Watts. Free energy for people that have more energy than they know what to do with. Joseph has a guess of Dennis Wilson. Not Dennis Wilson, but a good guess. I should have made it Dennis Wilson. Joseph's birthday is Monday. But not Dennis Wilson. A good guess. Dion Warwick, guessed by Kathy. Also Dwight White. And the correct answer. And Dwayne Woodward. And I wonder if autocorrect might have meant Dwayne Woodruff. I'll add that one as a guess. Nick and Mars has a name I don't know. Football quarterback Danny Werfel. It's funny, after we play Guess Who, I have more browser windows open than I know what to do with. John and Economy Burrow has Darv Williams and Doctor Who. Rich in Edinburgh just sent me a text. I don't know if it was meant for me or not, Rich. I like it. I'll read it in a minute. Jim in Grafton Heights came up with the correct answer. Oh, here's one from John and Carrick. A great guess. Damond Wilson, the actor that played Lamont on Sanford and Son. Damond Wilson. Kathy and Jack did mean Dwayne Woodruff. And Katrina has a guess. Dorothy Winifred. Katrina is in New Bethlehem. So Dorothy Winifred Gibson is a survivor of the Titanic, if I'm doing my research correctly. And a few more are coming in. Rich said that text was in error, but I liked it, Rich. Rich was talking about a coffee maker. John and Carrick just got the correct answer. And we'll see if we have any more correct answers. My goodness. Daryl Williams, guessed by Annie. Bruce has the correct answer. And he also thought of the mandolinist for the Dillards, Dean Webb. Kathy has a guess of Dennis Wilson. Dottie West, guessed by Susan. Great guess. She had a really beautiful voice, too. Patrick has a guess of Deborah Wenger. Kathy also guesses Deborah Wenger, Dominique Wilson, and Dottie West. Gail in Stanton Heights has the correct answer. Also, Doctor Who, Dionne Warwick, Deborah Wenger, Damon Wayans, very good, and Dwayne Wade. James adds two great guesses. Unfortunately, these aren't it either. Don Waz and Damon Wayans. It is a name you'll know. Donnie Wahlberg, guessed by Bill and Sheridan, great addition. Dana White from Matt, by way of Annie. Matt also has Donnie Wahlberg. And this is Annie texted that answer. And adds, the teenage girl I once was is shaking her head as he makes that guess. Not Donnie Wahlberg. And Rick has Daryl Waltrip. That name is so familiar. Oh, NASCAR racer. Not him. Boy, there are a lot of DWs. But I've now mentioned all of the guesses. I'm going to check on Facebook to see if I missed any. And then we'll have the correct answer coming up in just a moment. Andrew had a guess of Dionne Warwick. And Robert Wagner's playing along. He had Dick Wagner as a guest. Guitarist for Lou Reed, Alice Cooper, and many others. Robert also had Dennis Wilson. Gary has Donna Washington, Doc Watson, and Dennis Wilson. Diane Warren from Rich. Sam has Dionne Warwick. Rich Engel has a guess of Dustin Wicket. Okay, now both Ashley and Fred sent a meme, and I don't know who this person is. Sadly. It's a cartoon character. It's not Dora. It's a character on Arthur. My ignorance is somehow showing now. There's so much of it, it's not that hard. DW character on Arthur. Arthur characters. D.W. Reed. R-E-A-D. D.W. Reed. Dora Winifred is her given name, and everybody calls her D.W. I learned something. Thank you for sharing it. Craig is in Slippery Rock with Sophia and Lucy, and had a guess of Dwayne Woodruff. Who were we looking for? Denzel Washington is who we were looking for. Actor Denzel Washington, Galen Stanton Heights, Bruce and Ingram, John and Carrick, Jim and Crafton Heights. And Kathy and Ty Nesta all came up with Denzel Washington, as did Larry in Elwood City, Bill in Stanton Heights, Tom in McCandless did as well, and Tom also had a few other answers, Bishop Donald Worrell, Dorothy Wordsworth, Duchess Wallace, the Duke of Windsor, and Dorothy Wood. And Mike adds a great one to cap us all off. From Animal House, Dean Wormer. Congratulations. If you came up with Denzel Washington, today's Guess Who answer.
sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem, High Street, Persia.
Persia.
He took one sip of his coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, Kersia.
Kersia.
Oh, Kersia, Kersia, Kersia.
Yeah.
It's the awfulest coffee in Persia. Oh, what I want is a proper cup of coffee made from a proper copper coffee pot. I might be off my dot, but I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Iron coffee pot.
And tin coffee pots.
Just as good and without this blasted cussing.
Right.
Oh, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya.
Right.
It's the awfulest coffee in Persia. Oh, what I want is a proper cup of coffee
made from a proper copper coffee pot.
I might be off my dot, but I want a proper cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. I'm coffee pot.
Tin coffee pots.
They're no good to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
Be off my dot, but I want a proper cup of coffee and a proper. I get ahead, and then it all ends. That's Anna Gasteyer at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
So now you have a cold, you didn't do as you were told. You went out without galoshes in the rain. And you spent your late nights boozing instead of home snoozing. And now you've just begun to feel the pain. The viruses inside of you are multiplying two by two and dance the Macarena in your brain. Your eyelids thick and droopy, your nose is raw and soupy. You ask for my advice,
let me explain. You need to take acetaminophen or just a little aspirin, acetylsalicylic for the pain. A dose of guaifenesin, plain and simple Robitussin, to liquefy the mucous membranes.
oxymetazoline or phenylpropanolamine to open up the sinuses and such. Then try to recoup with a little chicken soup. Call your mother, cause it pays to keep in touch. You have tried those new age therapies and herbal homeopathies, high colonic nozzles and the rest. But those echinacean potions and royal jelly lotions have failed to tame the panther in your chest. Those crystal packing druids cannot abate the fluids that drizzle from your nostrils to your vest. The answer, it is plain to see, is found within my pharmacy. So step right in and be my guest. You need to take acetaminophen or just a little aspirin, acetylsalicylic for the pain. A dose of guaifenesin, plain and simple Robitussin, to liquefy the mucous membranes. Oxymetazoline or phenylpropanolamine to open up the sinuses and such. Then try to recoup with a little chicken soup. Call your mother, cause it pays to keep in touch.
Say it a little slower, I've tried to write it down.
You need to take acetaminophen or just a little aspirin, acetylsalicylic for the pain. A dose of guaifenesin, plain and simple Robitussin, to liquefy the mucous membranes. Oxymetazoline or phenylpropanolamine to open up the sinuses and such. Then try to recoup with a little chicken soup. Call your mother, cause it pays to keep in touch. Then try to recoup with a little chicken soup. Call your mother, cause it pays to keep in touch.
The song is called The Druggist, and the trio there: Ann Hills, Cindy Magson, and Priscilla Herdman.
A Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn. In every school, every day. A Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Bill and Martha just checked in to mention they are going to see Billy Prime on Tuesday, January 28th. Billy Prime is the brother of John Prime, and along with Scarlett Egan, will be performing that night with the songs of John Prime. And Bill and Martha asked if we could play something by John, and we'll do so in just a moment. You may know this, but in case you don't, the New Hazlett Theater, which is right next door to the building our studios are in, does something remarkable, and they've been doing this for a long time. Every year, they have what is called a community-supported art series, CSA, just like the CSAs, you know, with agriculture, but in this case, it's community-supported art. Playwrights and others submit their work. They are evaluated and then selected to be staged and presented. And for the past, maybe 10 years plus, we've been talking with the playwrights that advanced to to have their plays staged. And today is the first such playwright for the current season. The play is called My Sister's Lipstick, and you'll get a chance right now to meet Anna King Skeels. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'd like to begin by just learning a little bit more about you. Are you from this area originally? Tell me about yourself.
So I'm originally from Baltimore, and I moved up to Pittsburgh to go to college at Point Park University, and I've been sticking around for a little bit.
Well, that's great. What did you study at Point Park?
Theater arts.
I had a feeling.
Yes.
That they're a pretty good school in that regard. When did you get an interest in theater?
Totally. I think that it began really young. I was always really enamored with movies and TV, and then started going to theater productions at our local high schools, and then further, larger, more professional theaters. And I really remember being very small and dressing up to go see a show at the high school and watch a musical, and it being a large event and these people being like superstars to me. And it really just started that like admiration for the art and the drive to make it and to be around this really lovely people, situation, art form.
Did you spend time on stage?
Absolutely, yes.
What are some of the things that stand out that you did?
Oh, totally. I think in high school, I did a play version of Clue. That was just a blast. I was Mrs. White. That was super fun. That's probably my highlight of high school theater. And then a production that I really loved in college at Point Park was being in Men on Boats, which is a really active, fun play. Just 90 minutes of running around and rowing and fun.
Oh, it sounds like it. Now, this play, you conceived and wrote, and you're also on stage as well in this one?
No, so I'm staying behind the curtain for this production. I'm the playwright of My Sister's Lipstick, and we've got some amazing performers coming to bring it to life for me.
Now, I understand My Sister's Lipstick is about somebody going through loss, and it's a person that has this person copes with loss, they don't want to leave their apartment.
Yes.
Gosh, that really cuts close. I can think of people feeling that way, because depression sometimes makes you want to isolate yourself. Yet, there's a large cast here, you were saying. So tell me a little bit, without spoiling the plot, I don't want to do that, but what happens?
Yes, so we center the story around a pair of siblings that are going through this loss together, and while one is isolating and trying to build this world in their apartment, this other sibling is really desperately longing for that connection to stay in her life, and is constantly like coming in to check on their sibling and to try to keep their life moving forward despite all of the things they've experienced.
So they're dealing with the loss very differently.
Yes.
One, isolation, and the other, really trying to talk about that person, I guess, and make connections. It's fascinating to think of. How is this person a friend of both of them, the one who passed away?
So it's their father. It's a family affair. Yes.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Wow. There's so many things I'm curious about. But what an important work. I guess I am curious. What prompted you to go in this direction?
Sure. When I started writing this play, I had these two siblings in mind, and I didn't really know what was going to happen to them. So a lot of it was fleshing out their character and their situation, and what was really coming up in me was those ideas of isolation and being scared to leave the house and thinking that maybe it's better off when you're alone. Maybe you're safer there. And where the loss came in was motivating that and finding a real world situation to put these siblings in that is heartbreaking enough and hard enough to deal with to necessitate that kind of reaction and that need for nostalgia and need for an extra layer of safety. And also something that these two people have to go through together, that they have no choice but to deal with it because they're coming from the same history and from the same background and the same relationship with this person.
What an interesting contrast. And these are both teens, right? The siblings?
They're young adults. They're both in like mid-20s area.
Now, let's see, Emma. Do you know an Emma?
I do know an Emma, yes.
Emma just wrote that you are famous on the radio. This is so epic, writes Emma. And Emma texted us asking me to ask you, what are you most excited for audiences to see?
Oh, thank you, Emma. I think that what I'm really excited for audiences to come in and experience with us is our need for each other and our willingness to be vulnerable with each other, and that these characters are coming into this theater to be vulnerable with you, our audience, but also to be vulnerable with each other and to get to know each other more and share their struggles and their love and their joy as well.
That's really, it sounds like an interesting experience. It runs on Thursday. It's very limited. Thursday at 8 o'clock, January 30th. And then the next day, Friday the 31st, at 10 in the morning and at 8 p.m. at the new Hazlett Theater. And that's it, those three shows. It's part of the CSA series, New Hazlett Theater. .org is how you can learn additional information about it. It just sounds like an amazing play dealing with identity because these two siblings have such a different way of coping with loss and experiencing loss. And I'm sure the relationship each had with their father was different.
Yes.
And it's really a rich play. What were some of, is this the first work of your own that you've staged at this magnitude?
It's definitely at this magnitude. Even that it's a full-length play. The plays that I've been lucky enough to have staged in the past have been short. I did the Kelly Strayhorn Theater's Freshworks project that culminated in a 30-minute performance. And I've done one-act festivals before also. So I've been kind of sitting at that 30-minute range, and we're getting bigger sets and more costumes and longer stage time with this one. It's very exciting.
Now, I'm curious, as I bet some other people are, this is really a process. It's not like you just thought of this idea a month ago. Can you talk a little bit about the, and I'm sure they're not all identical, but kind of the early life cycle of a work like this. You conceive the idea. How do you get from that conception to the stage?
Totally. So this really started with our central character was like the main first thought for me, George, who is a young trans person who is keeping themselves stuck in their apartment and building this fantastical world so that they don't have to deal with the outside world. And that for me was something that was very emotionally resonant and was an idea that I felt like I could run with. And I started writing monologues, and then that became a one-act play. And then I was looking at this, and this started probably around 2 years ago, was when I started writing this play. And at the one-act play stage, we staged it like that a couple times. And then I was looking through applications. I found this CSA application, and I was thinking to myself, like, this is the material I really want to keep diving into, but I would love to do it in a full-length play stage and make it 90 minutes, make it longer, and be able to delve into these characters and their stories and their emotions deeper. And so I started to write it out and figure out what the plot would look like on a longer plane. And then, and I wrote these artist statements and plot summaries for this application that really helped me get all of the thoughts in order and know what I was getting into, and then submitted it, was lucky enough to be chosen. And then I started working with a dramaturg in order to facilitate the lengthening of the show, which was really fun. We'd have meetings and we'd talk about what was working and what the new scenes brought up in the play.
How do you find the dramaturg?
Yeah, so for me, it was, I asked one of my old professors from Point Park, who had seen the one act when we staged it there and had expressed like a real love and joy for the show. And it was somebody who teaches playwriting, D.T. Burns, and I had had for a performance studies class. And I knew that this was somebody who like had wisdom to share with me, had love for reading scripts and further development. And so we connected and we talked about it and we brought him on board.
What an experience. And it's all coming to a culmination that you can be part of, again, my sister's Lipstick, January 30th at 8 o'clock Thursday, and the 31st at 10 in the morning and 8 at night at the new Hayslett Theater, the opening for the Community Supported Art Performance Series. I'm excited for you. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I think that what I'd like to mention is that while we're dealing with these really emotionally provocative moments in this play, we have so much fun to share with you. We have a few little musical numbers popped in here, as well as just banter and love and sibling love in that way. And we can't wait to giggle with you as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You did note that it's probably suitable for 14 years of age and up, depending on the maturity that you've got or that your child has. And I'm glad you mentioned that there's some humor in it too, because the play is about isolation and depression and loss of a loved one, but there are moments of humor in all aspects of life.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like a great play. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well. That's Anna King Skeels, who you just heard, my sister's Lipstick, again, January 30th and 31st at the new Hayslett Theater. Thanks. Saturday Light Brigade. A request for John Prine, and I'm going to play this one. It's a song that makes you think, and you might find it sad. You might find it simply inspirational. But John Prine, as a letter carrier and as a soul, saw lots and lots and lots of people. And this might be among the best songs ever written. Hello in there. John Prine for Bill and Martha. Hope you enjoy the show that's coming up on Tuesday featuring his brother, Billy. And I'm glad you are here. A quick note, today is registration day at our Youth Media Center. You can stop by anytime between noon and 1:30 to check things out. Our youth media programs are open to students in grades 6 through 12. They are 100% free, typically run Monday through Thursdays between 3 and 6, Saturdays between 10 and 2. You can drop in when you'd like to once you register, and you can get all of the information about registering today between now and 1:30. Alexa is here. I saw Grace here as well. Joseph of our team are here today. If you can't make it and are still curious, you can go to ymc.slbradio.org. ymc.slbradio.org. There you can learn about all of the programs that are available at our Youth Media Center. Last week's honor segments featuring Prime Stage's 5th Annual Drama Awards, Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania 18 Under 18 honorees, and singer-songwriter Liam Kars are now available at slbradio.org/catalog, along with over 1,000 other on-demand pieces from years on and off the air. We hope you'll stop by to slbradio.org/catalog, allowing you to explore that library. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Alexa Bosick, Ty Chorosky, Joseph Kukula, and Grace Anderson. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you can listen online. Dr. John at the Saturday Light Brigade. And today we've got a lot of folks here for our Youth Express segment, and I'm excited about that. And our first guest for this hour is sitting right in front of me. Her name is Lila. She's a 10th grader at Pittsburgh Kappa from Observatory Hill, and a little bird told me that tomorrow is your 16th birthday.
Yeah.
Happy early birthday. Tell me, we'll talk about, Lila is one of the people honored by the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards program. Before we talk about that, I'd like to just get to know you a little bit better. What do you like to do?
I just like to make art and stuff like at school, and I play hockey.
What kind of ice hockey?
Yeah.
Very cool. Is it hard to find places to play? I know I've been told there are not enough places to play hockey in the city.
Yeah. It's pretty good, usually. Sometimes there's not enough girls for some teams and stuff, though.
Well, how did you get into it?
My siblings both played, so then I just joined.
Well, that's terrific. Oh, any shout-outs that you might like to make while you're here?
I don't know.
Well, what are their names, your siblings?
Zach and Maddie.
And let's talk a bit about your project. My understanding is you created a mural.